Well, to Seattle now, where the six-block Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone is now called the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, or CHOP, so rebranded from Chaz to CHOP. Fox News has described this newly created community as a street fair, but also a lawless place for socialist and revolutionary wannabes. Here's Sean Hannity.
First, we turn to breaking news out of Seattle tonight, where anarchy now reigns supreme. Now, roadblocks, checkpoints, border walls, armed vigilantes, vandalism, extortion.
But what's really going on? Well, residents, business owners, and activists are trying to figure out what's next for the site and its place in the debate over police reform. KUOW's Joshua McNichol spent a day and filed this report just before the name change.
It wasn't long ago that police were lobbing tear gas and flashbang grenades at protesters in this six-block area of Seattle. But the police are gone, having boarded up and mostly abandoned their East Precinct headquarters following severe public criticism of their tactics. Only a skeleton crew of officers remain, and once in a while you can catch one peeking out of an upper-story window at the occupants of the Chaz below. And what they see is something like a busy town square, full of people eating free food, painting murals. Some neighbors and business owners tell me they like it better now. Jeff Scott owns a manufacturing business in the Chaz.
It de-escalated pretty dramatically when the cops left the area. And this is from a guy who's been trying to stay as neutral as we can.
Taha Ibrahimi lives in the Chaz.
Before, I was scared to leave my apartment. I was so happy when the precinct left because I could finally leave my apartment.
Not everybody's happy about it, though. Nick Pennington says the neighborhood's gotten dirtier.
Over in the park where all the tents are, you know, there's just a bunch of garbage.
So what are the hundreds of people who now occupy the Chaz going to do about that and problems that might arise? Well, lots of people are volunteering, like this guy Chris Hong, who stands at the barrier at the edge of the zone. He doesn't stop people from entering, but if a car tries to speed through, he might throw a bike rack in its path.
I am a speed bump. I'm just a neighbor spending some time moving things in and out of the way so that traffic coming through, all the people coming through are doing it at a reasonable pace that will not threaten anybody's safety.
There's been an uptick in cars ramming protesters around the country. A week ago, it looked like it was happening here, too, but a protester stopped the driver and got shot in the arm in the process. Down at Cal Anderson Park, Marcus Henderson had an idea for a community garden in the Chaz. So he brought a shovel and started digging.
Everyone showed up with plants, and from there, it's just been a community's garden.
Then there's the big mural painted on the street. Artists like Aramis Hamer are filling the letters with their own art.
Right now, I'm painting the letter V in Black Lives Matter, which is an obvious statement, but here we are in the middle of Capitol Hill, making it clear for anybody who was confused.
Not all decisions in the autonomous zone come so easily, though. For example, the same barricades that keep police out also keep fire engines out. Fire Chief Harold Scoggins came down to try to work things out with organizers here.
We're trying to figure out a way on how do we continue to support the First Amendment rights with also supporting our business and residents who live in the area.
He left without answers. One seemingly easy decision turned out to be hard. Should protesters form a tight ring around the police precinct building to keep officers out, or should they form a looser ring so cops can enter and exit freely? Joseph Adams, who lives near the Chaz, says police should be able to access the building.
I'm just saying, though, we shouldn't go about trying to block them from getting inside their building. That's all I'm saying. Because it's going to cause a bigger problem. You know, I live on 13th and Yesler, and they got the National Guards parked over there like four busloads. And Donald Trump is waiting.
Waiting for a reason to take control of the situation. On Friday, Trump tweeted that if state and city leaders failed to take back the area, he would.
So we got to be careful at the same time what we're doing out here in these streets. I understand we all want to get our message across, but we have to go about it in a different way.
Chaz organizer Kaylee Sandstrom says the police should not come back.
I don't see why we would be so quick to say we're going to give this back to you.
One challenge here is that there's no one leader making decisions. The group makes decisions. Malcolm H. with Black Lives Matter Seattle hopes to see a little more organization.
It's very important that we get a council going of elected representatives of the Chaz Zone.
Totally.
Since you guys are going to be a sovereign state, you guys have to get that going immediately. It's
very important. Right.
That afternoon, they started working on that. People formed circles and started building consensus. There were discussions about what leadership should look like and why.
Is there a reason that we're not designating any leaders within ourselves, like as a protesting movement? leaders get taken out. We saw that a lot in Ferguson, that a lot of the black leadership, some of them died, a lot of them got locked up.
Other people discussed ideas about what should happen to the police building.
If he wasn't giving this building up right, you know what I'd turn into?
Yeah.
A little black Silicon Valley.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I would do.
Okay, great.
At the end of the day, there were still major decisions to be made, but people in the Chaz say they'll keep meeting every day until they work things out. For Here and Now, I'm Joshua McNichols in Seattle.